Horace, I'm conducting a little experiment. I need to see if I can function without taking these. I haven't taken one since yesterday. I believe they're responsible for killing my creativity, which is great when you're writing a play.
Come on, I'm in here in 5 minutes.
Please, just take these. Just for today.
If the pills aren't working for you, then talk to your doctor.
Who are you, my dad?
My uncle had to try a few medications before he found one that was right for him.
A few medications? I'm not a lab rat. The last couple days have been a living hell. You want me to do that over and over again until some quack gets it right?
Well, obviously not.
Are you going to help me or not?
Sorry, it's showtime.
Yoink! I'll take care of these.
About that text you saw on my phone, you're being totally ridiculous.
You're cheating, and I'm being ridiculous. Right.
Let me explain. That date I went on is with a girl, not a guy.
That makes me feel much better.
My mom tricked me into a setup with one of her friend's daughters.
Sounds like this daughter had a good time. Is that why you and mom are back in speaking terms? Because you're playing into her hetero fantasies?
Things are good with my parents.
Whatever keeps them happy.
See, I knew you'd catch on.
Even if they don't accept you, Riley?
Well, I'm hoping someday they will. But until I leave for college, I just want things back to normal. Why can't you accept that?
Riley, you've met my family. You're part of my whole life. But I feel like a dirty secret.
Then say you'll come to my birthday dinner tonight. With my parents.
But just as friends.
It did nothing, right?
And gentle people, the proposal deadline for department heads is fast approaching, assuming we have a play to stage. Good.
So, what's the new concept? We need a script like yesterday.
Very soon. Just a few tweaks.
Knew I could count on you.
How's it coming?
It's great. Trying a new approach.
Very good. Have you found someone to bounce ideas off of?
Just call me Rubber. To bounce things off of. Ideas.
Oh. Just have fun with it, Eli.
You still got those pills? Good.
Hey, Dish Pig. Looking forward to another fun night at work?
Always.
Oh, tonight's Hawaiian night. Everybody's getting laid. Lays. Like the flower necklace. I can't believe I just said that.
Hey, these little mistakes, Hiram. What? Hey, I'm just saying I could use a good Hawaiian necklace.
Maybe. We should get flashcards to inspire you, or we could do some word association.
Forget it. It's a bad idea. I need those pills. Give me those pills.
Eli, be strong.
I'm falling apart here.
It'll be okay. How do you feel?
Panicky, sweaty, shaky. If I'm gonna stay at the school, I need those pills.
Then why stay? Let's skip. Do you want me to help you or not?
Okay. Where to?
Hey.
Hey.
which should last us the week.
Ah, thanks. Here. Oh. I washed your work clothes. For someone who cleans things, they get pretty gross.
About that, we need to talk.
Ooh, me first. Check this out. It's a baby video monitor on sale this week.
Oh, 200 bucks is on sale.
It would make things so much easier. And we can afford it.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about. I need to quit the job at the restaurant.
Oh, but I thought you liked it.
I know, but I slept through my classes today. It's just too much. I'm gonna tell them tonight.
Do what you need to do. You're totally my hero either way.
Wow. This watch must have cost heaps.
Ah, well. My son only turns 18 once. You know, when I came from Greece, I imagined a better life for my kid. But an athletic scholarship from an American university. I never dreamed this big.
You're the one that taught me to throw a football, Dad.
Hey, never forget that. You play football, Zane?
Just the kicker. Soccer's my game. I'm better with my feet.
Enough sports. You're boring Athena and her mom.
Athena's an athlete, too.
Right, you and Riley have kids. You pick your sport, you're set for life.
Riley's girlfriend may have something to say about that.
Riley, you have a girlfriend?
Yeah. She's really pretty.
But you said things were complicated.
They sure are.
She just needs to relax.
Does she now? Mr. and Mrs. Stavros, thank you for dinner. But I should go.
I'll be right back.
What are you doing?
I can't play along, Riley.
Why are you so stressed? Just have fun with it.
There's nothing fun about this.
Same, please. Can I go home now? We've been wandering the streets for hours.
All done. See, being creative is easy. Your turn, Jimmy.
Writing was a passion that Claire and I shared. And now that we're not together, I'm broken.
How could you still be in love with someone who hurt you so much?
I don't want to be. I want to be over.
I can help with that.
How?
Easy. You need to confront Claire. Come with me.
Hey there. Ready to get your groove on tonight?
Not exactly. I've got to quit.
Aw, but we have so much fun.
Yeah, but I'd make as much being at home with my kid on welfare.
So, let's just get you promoted to busboy then. Juan, I've got a proposal. Casey's talents are wasted in the dish pit. He's busboy material, at least.
Is that so?
He's cute, personable, and he's got a kid to feed.
All right, let's try it out for a shift and see.
This is so stupid.
Just pretend I'm Claire.
You can't be serious.
Come on, you have so much you need to get off your chest. You and Claire's relationship was an emotional roller coaster, and you're letting her get away with it scot-free? What have you got to lose?
Okay. If you do this, can you let it go?
I'm Claire Edwards. I'm so smart. No one will ever understand you like I do, Eli.
Okay, that's enough.
I never really loved you. I was only playing you because I knew you'd let me get away with it. And look, I was right.
I did everything to make you happy. I'm still in love with you, and I hate myself for it.
And I hate you, Eli. I always have.
Don't say that. You don't mean it.
I do. I never loved you. You're a loser.
And you are a manipulative witch. You use me and you toss me away. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you.
Excellent. Now go use that emotion and write yourself a play.
Hey.
Hey, was your birthday a happy one?
Hardly.
Your 18th is supposed to be special.
Tell that to Zane. He agreed to come to dinner as a friend, but he couldn't handle it. He just kept pushing for more.
That's because he cares about you so much.
Does he? He wants me to choose between him and my family. But if I try to drop the gay bomb again, that's it. My whole family would be over.
Well, and if you don't, you'll lose Zane.
Both options bite.
Well, honesty is usually the best policy. That's what they tell me anyway.
Since when?
Good point. I think what I'm trying to say is that Zane's put up with a lot, and you staying in the closet...
really isn't fair to him.
Well, see what you gotta do.
My new concept will expand horizons, elevate consciousness.
It's brilliant, Eli. I can already hear the standing ovation.
You're right. Those pills were the problem. Thanks to you, I'm finally free.
Eli.
Claire. Do you know Imogen?
Hi. Hello, Claire Edwards. I still need that interview.
And I want to give it to you. I pitched my new concept to Fiona in the morning. Have a lunch.
Sounds great.
It's a date.
Couldn't quit when they offered me the raise. I hope you're not mad.
Are you kidding? I am so proud.
In this uniform?
You work so hard for me and Tyson, climbing the corporate ladder.
Well, I can't take all the credit. This girl at work really went to bat for me.
This girl at work?
Yeah, Marisol.
Oh, how nice of her.
It's not like that.
I used to be on Power Squad with Miss Flirty Flirt, Casey. I know her type. I used to be her type.
Jenna, she gets our situation and she just wants to help us.
Two, a baggage-free future, and by baggage, I mean Claire.
You know, I have to hand it to you. Your methods worked.
Just wait until you share your brilliant play idea with her.
She'll realize losing me is the biggest mistake she ever made.
And she'll never doubt you again.
What are you talking about?
You know, just always seemed like she second-guessed you.
Like when?
Like Vegas night. When she took Fitz's side instead of yours, it was so clear Fitz was playing Claire and you were only looking out for her, but she wouldn't listen.
That happened months ago. How do you know about that?
You know, it's common knowledge. Like the Gothic Fiction Festival you were going to take Claire to.
Have you been stalking me?
No. I'm just a keen observer of human behavior.
Okay, you need to back off!
Deep breaths, Eli. Deep breaths. Don't let the crazy get the best of you. That's what Claire wants.
Good. Now, let's get ready to pitch Fiona your concept. I knew you looked cute in the kerchief.
Thanks.
You know, it's too bad my MP3 player's broken, so there won't be a dance party tonight.
Well, I can't make it anyway. Gotta get home to take care of my kid and baby mama.
Gotcha.
Marisol. I guess I kinda owe you, huh?
Don't be silly. I'm just glad I could help. Last boy.
Come here.
Glad you came.
Least I could do. Got your text about the big decision, so what's the plan?
Plan?
Yeah, we'll need a strategy to come with your folks so things don't end up like last time, right?
Maybe you should take a seat.
About dinner yesterday. I can't keep putting you through stuff like that. I'm sorry.
See? You can't have it both ways.
That's why we should break up.
What?
I know you're not happy the way things are.
So why don't we change the way things are? Why don't we stop playing pretend and come out to your parents together?
You know why. Is this because you're in some sort of hurry? Doesn't change anything. I've made my decision. I'm sorry if you can't respect it.
So this is how it ends?
It has to.
Hero collapses. A crowd gathers, sirens blare, and the truth is laid naked for all to see. Lights dim, curtains, applause.
I have chills. Chills! I knew you could do it.
Thank you.
Now all you have to do is write it.
Do you think Dawes will like it?
Leave that to me. Bravo, bra freaking vo.
I always had it in me and you. You believed in me.
You've conquered your demons. What happens next is up to you.
I was closing last night.
Not the same without you.
Maybe next time it will be more fun.
Casey, this must have been so expensive.
It wasn't, really. I had to buy Jenna a baby video monitor. That was expensive.
You're ridiculous, you know that? I'll save a dance for you tonight.
did the pitch go?
I really, really need to thank you.
Thank me?
Yes. You inspired me. You were my muse.
That's great, Eli. I'm really glad I could help. So what's the play about?
Ha! Right. It's called Love Roulette, a tale of a high school romance gone wrong. The heroes, betrayed at the school dance by a manipulative lover who's become obsessed with a religious psycho. Sound familiar?
It's a lie. You can't.
I thought I was the reason everything fell apart between us, but now I know the truth. It was you.
You sound crazy, Eli. Have you been taking your medication?
No. I'm better. I don't love you anymore, Claire. I'm free.
You need help.
I have all the help I need.
At your service, Eli Goldsworthy.
Come on, Emma. I've got a play to write. Give back, never give up.